Been traveling, Commander Leeson?
Not really. Arusha, Lake Manyara, Mombasa.
Do any good eating? We're talking about Nancy's excellent African adventure. You're just back from, what was it, like 2 weeks in Africa?
Actually, it was a little longer than that. Mac and I have good friends who live in Tanzania for a while and have been trying to convince us to go to Africa with them.
I'm relieved that you were not trampled by wildebeest.
Well, you know, I almost got trampled by a giant male elephant. I didn't think I was going to make it back to tell you that story.
Oh, boy, everyone's a critic these days. What I want to hear about is the food.
The food thing was amazing to me on so many different levels. A couple of nights we stayed in hotels and they'd feed us these buffet breakfast, baked beans and hot dogs disguised as sausages, which I guess is this British influence. But of course, what I went for was the goat and the mustard greens and the sweet potatoes. That meal I had was in Arusha, just over the border from Kenya. We went in to do safari for 5 days. To me, the thing that blew me away the most was the time we spent camping near Lake Manyara. We were in the Serengeti, in the Ngorongoro crater. It was just amazing. We'd go from place to place. There were 8 of us. The guy who was our camp cook that worked day in and day out to provide food for 8 people using a simple propane burner. He'd make chapatis for breakfast and omelets.
Did he make them out of giant ostrich eggs?
No, but we saw tons of ostriches tearing past us. Funny you should ask. Think about what's in your kitchen, because all I could think about on this safari was that this guy is cooking with one bad, not sharp knife. Its handle's wrapped in aluminum foil. He's got one cutting board and 2 big pots, a tank of propane with a burner on its top, and he put this in a large basket to keep the breeze from blowing out the burner. Yeah. And he cooked multi-course meals for 8 people in this, and I would help him.
I'll tell the world, it's not the gear, it's the skill.
Well, that's right. But honestly, if I could have brought one thing with me, it would have been one really good knife for him, and I would send it to him. My friends told me it would never get to him. What really cracked me up is he's wearing an apron that says U of W Huskies on it. He said a friend gave it to him like a year or so before. I thought my pals were busting my chops because they knew I'd be cooking with this guy. Another great highlight of this trip was the day we were driving into Tanzania and we stopped at some tourist trappy place where everybody else was supposed to be looking at carved wooden tchotchkes and things and beads. And I found this hut in the back where the bus driver had stopped to eat. And there was a woman in there said, come in, come in. So I sat down and had the most delicious rice and beans and sauteed greens that I've ever eaten. But probably the most exciting meals I had were the ones for the last few days we were on the Kwale Coast, just south of Mombasa, and stayed at a beachfront in these sort of rustic cottages where we got to cook for ourselves. There were people who were selling fish and shellfish that they had spearfished right off the coast there. One night, we got fresh octopus. I watched the guy clean it, spill its ink sac, and then tenderize it by slamming it onto coral. We later grilled these on a charcoal grill. That was just fantastic. We had spiny lobster, whole rockfish, fresh from the sea.
Well, Nance, I know there's so much more you could talk about, and you're going to get your chance in the online post, Food for Thought, at kplu.org, and can't wait to see all the pictures you're going to have there, too. With KPLU food talker and world traveler,
Nancy,
the African queen,
Leeson, he's Dick,
Safari Sogoody,
Stein.